Okay, today's daf is Kedushin Daf Nun Zayin, and we continue our discussion of being Makadish with Isuri Hana, with different types of Isuri Hana. The Mishnah started off with Arla, Kilay HaKerem, Shor HaNiskal. That is the one that we're involved in now, the Shor HaNiskal discussion. The Gemara said, you might have quoted a mocker for it. How do you know? And the Gemara said, maybe it's only to Aser, even if you shechted, it's Aser b'hana, or maybe it's only Aser b'achila. We went through all the Makaris yesterday, and the last point we said was, you might have thought maybe it's only Aser if you shechted with a rock that you sharpened, but maybe if you shechted with a knife, then you wouldn't say that. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? The Torah doesn't say you have to shecht with a knife, any sharp item. There's no l'chadchilin b'diyeved, and also that's what the Mishnah says in Meseches Psachim. So I alluded to yesterday at the end of the shir, that what is this issue that the Gemara thought maybe there was a lechachil and a b'dieved in what to shecht with, and then the Gemara says, no, there's no difference, whatever you shecht with, l'maisa, just get it done. So maybe it is connected to the machlokas we've shown him about how to view shechita. The Gemara, the Rambam and the Ravid have a machlokas, it's quoted in the Minyan HaKatzar. Right, the Rambam has the regular Sefer HaMitzvahs that he wrote, the 613, and he has a paragraph for each mitzvah. But then at the beginning of Mishnah Torah, right before Sefer Mada, he has the Minyan HaKatzar, a one-line per mitzvah. In Kuf Mem Vav, the Rambam says, mitzvah 146, Lishchot Behema Chaya Va'of, V'achar Kach Yochal Mibsaran. Right, there's a mitzvah to shecht, and then to eat. And as the Pasuk says, the Ravid, very few Ravids on the comic, they got on the Minyan HaKatzar at the beginning, the Ravid there says, Amar Avram, ze ein li tam, ve'ulai lav haba mechlal asei asei. Maybe it's a lav haba mechlal asei, but he said, I don't think you should count it. The Kesef Mishnah, there's a Kesef Mishnah there, in the Minyan HaKatzar. There's like three in the whole Minyan. But he says, the Minyan HaKatzar, the Kesef Mishnah there says, Nirish HaTaimo, sounds like that the Ravid holds, mebnei she'ein zu mitzvah mechuyeves. Must be, it's not an obligatory shechting. She'im yirtze shelo lech al basar, o im yirtze shelo lishcho tu ba'atzma rashoi. Whatever he wants to do, but if it's a rishus, aval hi lava ba mechlal asei. That's the Ravid. The Rambam must hold, v'yesh lam aladas rabbeinu, shehi asei lami sheyirtze lech al basar, sheyishchot o sheyishcho lo acher. There must be more of a positive mitzvah. So the way the Achronim explain this, and you're going to look in the Yad Avraham, it's one of the Achronim on the bottom of Yoredeya, on the first page, Shechita Simen Aleph, Yoredeya Simen Aleph. You can look there, the Yad Avraham quotes this Machlokas Rambam Ravid, and he quotes the Kesef Mishnah, and it was the early Achron that explained it, but one of the Achronim is earlier Achron, not contemporary. The Machlokas says, how do you look at Shechita? Mitzvah versus Matir. And certain mitzvos, yes, obviously the Torah commands them, but they're more matirim in a sense. And once they're matirim, maybe they're not counted as a mitzvah. It's not muchrach, because you might say, even if something's counted as a mitzvah, it's still a matir. The Rambam might hold that in essence, certain mitzvahs are a matir, even if he does count it. But that's how most achronim explain this machlokas Rambam Ravid. The Rambam holds there's a mitzvah element to shechita, and not just a matir, and that's why he counted as a separate mitzvah. Masha ein kein, the Ravid, no, it's just when you want to shecht, you have to do this, but it's more of a matir, so you don't have to count it as a mitzvah. The question, though, is, let's say, according to the Rambam, according to the Ravid, let's say it's a situational mitzvah. When you want to eat, you shecht. So it's still different than we have other situational mitzvahs. The mitzvahs HaMelech, Rav Simen from Chicago, has a discussion of this machlokes, and he quotes, you know, what about tzitzis? What about tzitzis? Tzitzis. If you wear dalet kanfos, then you have to put on tzitzis. Everybody counts tzitzis. Okay, tchelas v'lavan generally is one mitzvah. Even though the namaakiv zezet. That's a separate discussion that we'll have one day. Hopefully, I think we had a while ago. Even though, usually you say if they're ma'akiv zezet, or not ma'akiv zezet, maybe you count them as separate. If they're not ma'akiv zezet, yet tchelas v'lavan is counted as one mitzvah. Either way, so the Mitzvah HaMelech says, what's the difference between tzitzis and shechita? The difference is, by tzitzis, you come to a situation where it becomes obligated. You're wearing a beg of dalet kanfos, you have to. Okay? Shechita, you could just stop shechting. You don't have to shecht. You're about to shecht, so don't shecht. But tzitzis, you would have to take off the beged. You'd have to change the situation. So that's the difference. Hachiluk pashur, the afshe eno chayav lobosh beged, shechayav betzitzis, become makam achash akvar lovash also a beged, chayav achash betzitzis, o meyachshav havi kemitzis filin, masheiki mishchita. So that's what he says. Also, there's another interesting lashon, and then we'll get back to our case, and that's the Rambam Hilchos Brachos. The Rambam there talks about what lashon to say when you make different brachos. Al or li. All that we showed at the beginning of Psachim also discussed. What are the rules when you say al by a mitzvah, bracha, the mitzvah, and lit? So the Rambam says that if something is a chov, you say lit. But if Safik is a Rishus, you say Al. For example, the Tilas Yadayim, Shchita. Holu b'divrei Rishus hein, afilu shachad la'atzmo, mevarech al hashchita v'al kisi yadav v'al netilas yadayim. V'lo lishchot v'lachasos. The question is, what do you mean? Does the Rambam count it as a mitzvah? How can he call it a Rishus? So it says, the mitzvos ha-melech, there are three levels of mitzvos. Shlosha suge mitzvos. And the reason that Rambam uses Lashon Rishus here is Hamadrega Hanamucha Bahamitzvahs. Al Kapana Mitzvahi. There are three levels. Mitzvah Shein Chova La Olam, like Tfilin. Right? That's one level of a mitzvah. Tfilin. You have to do it, no matter what. That's Chova. Mitzvah She'enam Chova La Olam. Mitzvahs that aren't always a Chov. That's Tzitzis. Because if you don't want to wear a bag of Dalat Kafas, Rashoi. But if you did, you're Chayiv. And then there are mitzvahs that are always Rishus. But that's Shechita, but it's still a mitzvah. But all three are mitzvahs, you got to put the Rambams all together. So again, that is a big discussion. But why are we bringing this in here? Because it could be that maybe that's what's behind this Shakla Vatari in the Gemara. The Gemara had a Havamina. Maybe only a knife and not a rock, and a rock has a different halacha. If you use a sharpened rock, Kamashmallah, no, there's no different. Right? Tosfos says in a number of places, in Mesechas Nida and elsewhere, you only have the concept of Lachadchila and B'dieved by mitzvahs. Not by matirim. By a matir is basically, do it or don't do it. Matir, right? Tevila, you jump in a mikvah, right? Is it a chatzitza? Is it not a chatzitza on a daraisa level? Daraisa level, if it's a chatzitza, it's going to be a problem. If it's not a chatzitza, it's not going to be a problem. So that could be what's behind the machlokas Rambam Raivin and what's behind this discussion. The Havamina may be that it is just a mitzvah. Kamash Malan, it is a matir.
In cases where you have to do shchita, let's say...
What about shchitas kachim? What about shchitas kachim? When you say, so that's a discussion. I don't have my notes here. I have to look at it. The shchitas kachim, is there any difference between shchitas kachim and others? Well, we passed shchitas kshir bazar, but we spoke about maybe there's lachachilu with the kohen, machlokas eli shmuel, and mesachas brachas. You have to figure out whether shchitas kachim would be any different. Okay, says the Gemara. I think the Gemara says misasek. Has different halachas by Shechitas Kachim and by Shechitas Chulin. I think Ms. Asik has different halachas. Okay. V'hashto denafkalon, Yisrachi levitzra no, Chavai milo yachel. Now that we're going back. Now that we learned that the Yisrachil and Yisrachil are both learned out from the pasuk of Lo Yachel by Shar HaNiskal, Hai Baal Shar Naki L'mayasa. So what's the Baal Shar Naki? What is that pasuk coming to teach me? I thought it was coming to teach me the Yisrachil. What is it? Lahanas Oro. To teach me that he's not allowed to even get hana from the skin, from the hide of the Shor HaNiskal. Salakad adachamino lo yechal psaroksib psaro asor vavar mutter. I might have thought only the basar is asor, but the leather, the skin is mutter. Like usual, kamash blan, here by Shor HaNiskal, it is not mutter. Just to note, the Rishonim here discuss, I'm just going to mention the Shita. The Rishonim discuss the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Whenever Shor HaNiskal comes up, the Rishonim discuss the Shita. Rabbeinu Tam says that a Shor HaNiskal is, it's quoted here, you can look it for a minute, in Nun Zayin Amabe is the top Tosfos. That's where Tosfos quotes it. Tries to fit in the Gemara. All the Rishonim try to fit in the Gemara to Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Rabbeinu Tam says, to Mefarish, third line in Tosfos, Lepirish Rabbeinu Tam, to Mefarish, to Shor HaNiskal, Shari Bahana, Kolzman Shehu Chai, Ela Ad Achar Haskila. That a Shor HaNiskal is Mutter Mechayim. It's only Asur Bahana La Achar Misa. So there are all the Gemaras you have to fit in according to that Shita, but that's his Shita. Okay, just to mention it. Rabbeinu Tam says, Shor HaNiskal is only Ne'esar Bahana after Misa. Okay, but back to the Gemara. Ulahanach, four lines from the bottom. If you look elsewhere in the Medrash, the other Tanoim use Ubala Sharnaki to teach you two other halachas. Chatzi kofer. What's chatzi kofer? If an animal kills a person, usually you have to pay kofer if it is a shor hamuad. If it is a shor hamuad, what if it's a shor tam? So some reason I'm saying no, there's nothing. There's no chatzi kofer. That's what Rashi says. First wide line of Rashi. Shemharagas adam naki mechatzi kofer v'yavag adamur mishalem kofer nezek kofer shalem. You don't say, even though the tam pays chatzi nezek, you don't say that the tam pays chatzi kofer. That's what ubala shor naki means. Or demev lados. Let's say your animal, Rachmana Litzlan, hit a woman, right, gored a woman who was pregnant, and her vlados, she lost her babies. You don't pay to make vlados like a man who would have done it. So that's what Baal Sharnaki teaches me. So if you say that, Hanas Oro Minalu, who's added, those we shown him know that Hanas Oro, how do they know that you're not allowed to get benefit from the or of the Shor HaNiskal, me es bisaro, es hatafala bisaro. You learn from the word es, right, from the word es bisaro. And that's what teaches me that even the word S is coming to include, even the skin is, which is tafel to the basar, that also is asr. V'idach, S lo darish, and the other one will say, no, we don't darish in the word S, we don't darish in the word S, just as follows. As follows, the famous line of Nechemya Hamsuni. Gid the Tanya. The Brisa says, Shimon Hamsuni, Bamele Nechemya Hamsuni. Different Gemaras talk about Nechemya or Shimon Hamsuni. Hayadarish Kalazah Shabbat Torah. He used to darshan, his doctoral thesis was darshaning every S in the Torah. Every S in the Torah he darshaned something from. Kivin Shi Gil, as Hashem Alakecha Tira, Pirish. Once he came to, as Hashem Alakecha Tira, he stopped. He said, sorry, I don't know what to darshan here. Right, this comes up in Psachim, this comes up in Baba Kama. So he said, what can you do? What can you add on to Hashem? That's Hashem Alkech Atira. So, Amr lo Tamidav, Rebbe, Kalatzin Shabbat Tarash, Matahe Alayin. Rebbe, what about all the essence that, all your life's work? What's gonna be? Matahe Alayin. So Amr lahem, Kishem she kibalti schar ala drisha, kach kibalti ala prisha. Just like I got schar for the darshaning all the years, so too I get schar for all the prisha, the separating, because, you know, it must be that I'm wrong. It must be that essen are not meant to be darshans, because look, here's an S. That you don't darshan. So he left, he threw it away. Until Rabbi Kiva came along and said, oh, I can include something in the pasuk as Hashem Alakech Atira, l'rabos Tamidei Chachamim. No, the S includes Tamidei Chachamim. Just like you have to fear Hashem, you have to fear Tamidei Chachamim. So first, I know there's a thought that many of you know that I like to say on this Gemara, so I have to say something new first, before I say the Gemara the one that I like to say. First of all, there's a one-liner I saw in the Biurei Chasidus. As Hashem Alakech Atira, l'rabos Tamidei Chachamim. Even Tamid Chachamim have to have Yerush Shemayim. As Hashem Alakech Atira, Gav Tamid Chachamim Tzrichem Lekayim as Hashem Alakech Atira. Just because somebody's a Tamid Chacham, Chas V'Shalom, okay. You know, I don't have to fear. Everybody else has to fear me, because I'm L'Rabos. No. L'Rabos Tamid Chachamim. Even Tamid Chachamim have to have Yerush Shemayim. But there is another question that is dealt with by the Achronim, as I've never mentioned before, I don't think. It was not underlined in my Sfarim, so I was not self-incriminating. The Pnei Yeshua asks, among other Achronim, why he got stuck by Hashem Alakech Atira in Dvarim Perek Vav? What about V'yahavta Hashem Alakech? That's earlier in the Torah. Right, V'yahavta is earlier. Right, Vaschanan. Right, so why he only get stuck here? V'yahavta Es Hashem Alakech? That wasn't difficult for him? So the Pnei Yeshua says, yeah, you can include Avas Hashem to include Tamid Chachamim. That he knew. Ava, to love another Tamid Chacham, like you love Hashem, okay, it's different, but it's you can. Yira is reserved for Hashem. Well, Yira to Tamid Chacham. So that Hashem Alkech Atira, that's where he got stuck. Hadalo Pirish Bekrav, Hashem Alkech, Chaynim Shun Delinina, Ava Shaper, every Dorish Labos Tamid Chacham. Did he do the whole Nashra, the whole Motechalo Shayach Legabe? Dokaimalan Avedosu, Avedas Rabu, Avedosu Kodemes, become Makum, Iker Kodi, you have to Lachud, Shayach Labos Afilu Tamid Chacham. The Filu Ba'ava Aim. Matzin the Hishva Kvodan Lakvodan Makam Koshkim Atam Chacham Masha Enkin Mora. Mora is only reserved for Kaddish Baruch Hu. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua here says, and it's even alluded to in the Tos Zarash, which earlier. That's the Pnei Yeshua. The Biri Adaf also quotes some other acronym who say maybe it could be referring to Torah. Yatzas Hashem Alkecha. Maybe that S could be the Rabbos Torah. You have to love Torah. You have to love Torah. You have to love Mitzvahs. That's also S is the Chaim that a Kaddish Baruch Hu gives you. But Yira. What are Yira? Yira, there's no Mora from the Torah or from Mitzvahs. There's Yira. There's only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why they darshan it from that pasuk.
The Ribui is not
Mesorah. The Ribui is not Mesorah? No, I guess they're different drashas. The Marsha also, well, let's get the Marsha in a second. We'll do that after. So, what's the Vart that we like to say over? I think I heard Rishim of Gifter, the Rashi in the last Rashi in the Torah, where the Rashi says, the whole last pasuk is talking about all the great feats that Moshe Rabbeinu did. Every phrase there is referring to another great, feat that Moshe Rabbeinu accomplished in his life. He brought the man down, he took him out of Mitzrayim, La'enei kol Yisrael, Sheshavar Asaluchos. He broke the Luchos. That's the last Rashi in the Torah. That's the greatest feat of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he broke the Luchos. That he broke the Luchos. That's the greatest thing that he was able to do. That's why we remember him. So if you have to quote this Gemara. This Gemara, so he threw it all away until Rabbi Akiva came along and darshan. The obvious question that everybody should ask is, he was able to darshan every single S except this one. Every single one in the Torah. Bereshit bara Elokim, S Hashemayim, V'es Haaretz. He got every one. So what was so hard about this one? And if you say it's hard, so how did Rabbi Akiva figure it out? What did Rabbi Akiva have that Rechem Yamsuni didn't have? Right? He darshaned every one. So the Gifter says Rabbi Akiva had one thing. He had a Rebbe like Rechem Yamsuni. He had a Rebbe in front of him that he saw was ready to throw it away because of MS. Because this is what has to be done. Oh, L'Rabos Talmidei Chachamim. That's why Rabbi Akiva was able to darshan because he saw that as a Dugma Yishit in front of him. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. His life's work. This was his baby. He worked for this so many months and so many years. This was the ultimate. He comes down with a luchos and he sees Klal Yisrael are unworthy. He could have put it away. He could have come up with excuses. No, he broke them. He says, this is what happens to be done. This is MS. I have to break the luchos. Yeah. That's the Rabbos Tamid Chachamim. And that's basically, in a nutshell, what the Marsha here says. The Marsha here says, just like he darshaned it, l'kvot Shemayim, Right? Every S in the Torah teaches you something. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is amazing. He instilled S in every... So too, that's exactly why he was Poresh. The same reason that he darshaned all the S in, he didn't darshan the next S. That's what he said. Rabbi Akiva lo chash, because he says, right, it's also Yiras Shamai, Yiras of a Talmud Chacham is also included. Okay.
Like Avram Avinu and Yitzchak.
Like Avram Avinu.
Giving up his entire life's work.
Right, giving up his life's work, exactly. Like the Akeda. It was like his Akeda.
Right.
It was like his Akeda. Speaking about being Mashveh, Kvot Shamai L'Kvot Kono, also mentioned something new. There's a Tshuva of the Yavetz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, where he talks about the end of a tshuva in Chelek Aleph Simin Kuf Ayin, where he mentions there was a machla that he says, which was a terrible, not a literal sickness in his day, but something that people were doing that he was very against. People were writing letters and referring to gdolim of that time using shvachim reserved for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People would write letters, lochvod, rabbeinu, agon, achasa, whatever, yis'alev, yisbarach, mikol shemo, or something. He used to use phrases from Kaddish describing people. He says, "B'shivchei amakom v'kilu so oy le'inayim shekach ro le'echan mahadure mili mumulisa." Lest the day gerorim kakolas in quotes. He says, "Lashon shevach v'kilus hakadosh delech dechvasei mila'el mikol berchasa." That's how they used to write letters. He says it's terrible. He says, "Look in the Sefer Chasidim, which we'll look at in a minute." He says, "You can't do that." He says, "You're not allowed to do that." He says, "You want to look in Sukkim? He says that's different." He says, "Mashakei b'lashon kavod v'tehila ubracha amur b'Hashem yisbarach chalila lishtamish b'la hediot lo take kizos b'Yisrael afki b'kadosh hakadosh da alma alei kai vadi lo arech lo yoi hachi chazal gavra." You can never use a phrase or an adjective that we use to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu to describe a person. He says that's being mamai. That's Hashem lekech atira. That's the havamina that exists. You can't use those. And that's what he quotes Ein Sefer Chasidim. So we can look at the Sefer Chasidim. The Sefer Chasidim says Ein Mishanin es Hashem klapei hediot kikon sheshalach echel nadiv. Like I heard one person send to a philanthropist. Yehi chavod Hashem laolam v'shalach lo. Yehi chavod Adoni laolam yismach Adoni b'maasav. He substituted in the name of his philanthropist. Zeh lo yitachein. Can't be done. You can't make the Torah bizman hazeh. You can't copy what it says in the Torah. Ella al tamireini v'zeh mishan es Hashem lahedyot. You can't do that. So that's why whenever there are phrases that are used about Hashem, right, that melech malchei hamlachim chas v'shalom, we should use that to describe a person, even after they're nifter. Even after the nifter, you can't use adjectives describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to describe people. Okay, that's a very important point. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Be'egla Rufa. So Be'egla Rufa, I forgot a Nitziv. Nitziv in Shmos, third shelf down in the back. Behind the Torah's Chaims. Be'egla Rufa, says the Gemara, how do you know Egla Rufa if you're Makadish with Egla Rufa? Right, you happen to be walking in the field and you happen to see the Egla that was, the neck was broken, and it's lying there. You say, hey, oh, I could save a buck. I could save a buck by using this to get married. So, Minolan, how do you know that, the Egla Rufa is Asur Bahana? Army de Be Rabianai, Kaparik Sivbe Kakachim. Kaparik Sivbe, because it says the Lashon of Kapara by Egla Rufa. Just like by Kachim, and just like by Kachim, Asur Bahana, Shmos. So too, the Egla Rufa is Asur Bahana. Thank you. Tzitari Mitzora. So we spent a lot of time on Egla Rufa. We did at the end of Masechta Sota. That's where the Egla Rufa sugyas are. But let's, we'll continue now. Tzitari Mitzora Minalon. How do we know? Well, I mean, one well-known thought in the Egla Rufa is, what is Egla Rufa doing where it is in the Torah? And the Parsha Shoftim, what's it doing there? You know, it could have been put in many places. It seems like it's stuck in there. So the Bali must have pointed out, it's right in the Parshas of Milchama. The Shotrim are talking to the Am, right before Parshas Yifas Toar, all the Parshas of Milchama. And it's put there because sometimes in war, life becomes cheap. And the idea of collateral damage, the idea of every life not being special and unique and infinite, you know, we lose that feeling. So that is why Egla Rufa is put dafka in the middle of those parshios to remind us that the Zikanim from the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim have to come out and deal with this anonymous corpse that nobody even knows who he is. Right, that's what shows you the value of every human life. Tzipari mitzora, the tziparim, the birds used in the process of mitzora. Mitzora, when he becomes tahor, so what do you have to do? You have to take two tziparim, one of them you shecht, and you spill the blood into the pail, the other one you let free, right, the mishulachas. So minolan, how do you know if you use those? They're aser b'ano, you can't use those for kiddushin, the tana, the very bishmol, never machshir machaber mi bifnim. It talks about that we have a machshir, a preparatory stage, and a machaper, and an actual machaper bifnim in the Beis HaMikdash. What's a machshir? Machshir, Rashi says here, refers to the asham mitzora, right? A carbon asham from Parshas Vayikra, those are boalachaper. They come for certain averus. Asham gezelos, asham meilos. But asham mitzora is not really coming for an avera. Okay, there's lashon hara, but asham mitzora is not really coming for an avera. That's why it's called a machshir. It's a machshir. It's going to allow him to then, let's say, become tahar. That's a machshir. So it's a machshir, and a machaper b'fnim is all karbonos, Rashi says. V'nemer machshir machaper b'chutz, and we have the concept b'chutz. A machshir b'chutz is these cases of tzipari mitzora, and a machaper b'chutz is egla rufa, Rashi says. So ma, it's machaper, right, when he kaper lahem adam. Ma machshir machaper amur b'fnim. Asabo machshir ki machaper, just like the ones inside. The machshir, the asha mitzora, has the same halachos of other karbonos, meaning it's treated as a karbon, and it's asher b'ano. At machshir machaper amur b'chutz. So too, by outside, the machshirs are like machapers, and therefore the tzipari mitzora are asur behana'a. Itmar. So the Gemara says, okay, the birds they use in the mitzora tara process are asur, but from when? Tzipari mitzora me'emasai asurim. When do they become asur? Machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan amar mishas shchita. Rabbi Yochanan says, from the moment that you shecht the tzipari mitzora, that's when it becomes Asr. That's when the Isra'na kicks in. Rashi says here, Mishah Shchita, and Rabbi Yochanan Shita, Ne'aseres HaShchuta, V'hamshulachas Muteres. At the moment of Shchita, the Shachut becomes Asr, and the one that you said there becomes Muter. And the Rashi and others say, Rashi seems to be saying, right, it's a little, he's not saying it the way it's, he could have said it, it means the Mishulachas is never Asr. If you say that only now the Isser kicks in and the Mishlachas was Mutter, that means the Mishlachas was never Usser. Right? So that's Rashi. And Tosfos argues. And most Rishonim argue. Second Tosfos, Mishah Shchita. Pirish u'mushulachas namite yaser, bishchitas chaver ta'ad ha-shiluch. No. It's also Usser until the end of the process when you send it out. But Rashi seems to say the Mishlachas is never Usser. Therefore, according to Rashi, if you're Makadish with the Mishlachas, then Elchor should be Mutter. It should be mutter because that's not what's being nasar here. So that's Rabbi Yochanan Shita. It becomes asur from the moment of shchita. Reish Lakish Amar Mishas. By Tzipari Mitzora, did they do shchita or malika? Remember to look it up. Shchita malika. It calls it shchita here, but if it's a carbon, then it's malika. But it's being done outside, so maybe they do shchita. I don't remember to look it up. Mishas shchita. Reish Lakish Amar Mishas Lakicha. Reish Lakish said no, even earlier, from the moment that the kohen takes the birds to use for the tara process, it's already asr at that moment. Shas lakicha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mishas shchita. Rabbi Yochanan says from the time of shecht the shchita huda asr la, because shchita is what asrs it. Reish Lakish Amar Mishas lakicha. It's from shas lakicha. Megla arufa nafka. You compared tzipari mitzora to egla arufa. Ma egla arufa, and the Bach quotes it. Maybe there's a drasha. Kicha kicha me egla arufa. Ma egla arufa mechayim. Just like egla arufa, we don't want to compare throw and stay effort in a marriage to egla arufa and to tzipari mitzora, but maybe that's where the Gemara left it at. Ma egla arufa mechayim. Just like egla arufa is aser mechayim. Av tzipari, right when it goes down to nachal eisan, as we'll see. Av tzipari mitzora mechayim. Just like tzipari mitzora aser mechayim. Right when the coin takes that. Egla arufa gufa meimasai. How do we know egla arufa itself? How do we know that that's aser? Amar Rav Yanai gvul shamati ba. I remember there was a time that from when it was asur, v'shachachti, and I had forgotten it. V'asman chaber lomar, and my friends remember, they told me, yiridasa l'nachal eisan hi osarta. When you take it down to nachal eisan, when you take it down to the place where you're going to break its neck, that's where it becomes asur. So says the Gemara, yimai egla arufa mishas lakicha lo mitzra. If egla arufa does not become asur from the moment that you take it, only when you get down, when you start leading it out from wherever you took the egla, it doesn't become asur yet. Only from the time you get to the nachal, so af tzipari mitzora na mishas lakicha lo mitzri, so maybe also tzipari mitzora should not be nesa from the moment that you take it. So what's Rabbi Yochanan's, what's Reish Lakish's opinion? So Gemara says, no, hachiyashta, wait a minute. Hasam is like volachrina. By egla arufa, there's another time period that you could say is nesa from. You want to say it's asur before it dies. So what time period is before that? So you have when you get to Nachal Eisan. That's a gvul. So that's why you could say it goes back to that time. Hacham is like gvul achrina. But by the birds, you take it and then you shecht it. You don't bring it down anywhere. So that's why you don't have any other time to pick. The Tosfos Riz Lashon here is by Egla Rufa, you pick the one that's closer to the time of death. Why? Gemara Pesukah, Tafasta Meruba Lo Tafasta, Tafasta Mu Tafasta. If you're going back to take a certain amount of time that it's going to be Nesa from, take the smaller one. So by Egla Rufa, you have a smaller, another level. But by Tzipar Mitzorah, there is no other level, and therefore, there's nothing else to do. It must be, that's what it's referring to. Okay. So that's the machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether it's Tziporim and Sora or Nesar Mechai, Nesar from Shas Lakicha or from Shas Shechita. So we're going to have a couple of questions now. Eisbe, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asks Reish Lakish who says it's Usser even earlier from Shas Lakicha. Called Tar Beveischa, called Tzipor Tahora Tochelu. You're allowed to eat kosher birds. Larabos. Interesting, the Torah, right, lists off signs for kosher animals, signs for kosher, fish, but does not say signs for kosher birds. It just lists off birds. So these are the birds that's why it's the controversy with turkey, why certain gedolim don't eat turkey, because it doesn't say turkey in the Torah. Right? So is there a mesorah about turkey? So, because by birds you don't have rules. Okay, the Gemara in Chulah talks about some, if it's a bird that's a bird of prey and other types of midos, that certain birds, but really there's no real rules for every bird. So the Gemara, the Torah says, you can eat a kosher bird. L'rabos es hamishulachas. So that phrase, any bird you can eat, and to include the one that was sent out. If you happen to find the tzipor that was sent out from the Metzorah, so then you could eat it. It's mutar you. V'zeshalotochelu mehem l'rabos es hashchuta. And this you can't eat, that's to include the shchuta one. 1 second. V'zeshalotochelu mechayim asura. But if it's already neser mechayim, like you say, Reish Lakish, lachash kudim ibahayi. So of course it's asar. What do you mean? If it's asar already before you shechted, of course it's going to be asar after you shechted. Right? The Ritva says it already has a shame machshir. It already has a shame part of this process. So what should change? So the Gemara says no. Ma'od etema. You might have thought me did havi akachim. What do you mean? Just like a carbon becomes more mutter after you kill it. To mechayim asiri. Before you shecht the carbon, it is asar. Va'as yeshchita machshir lo. Let's say by akachim kalim. Beforehand it's asar. And it's the Vailam Me'ilan afterwards, even the Vailam can eat it. So you might have think here too, it's like a carbon, Kamash Malan, you don't say those rules apply. Next, Eisve, question number two. Shachtav Nim says Trefa. If you shecht the Tzipor and you find it to be a Trefa. So Rashi here says that the Havamina is what we would call a Nevela. Meaning you messed up in the Shechita, it was not a proper Shechita, and therefore the, that's what it means. The maskon is going to be, it's a real treifa. But that's shachlav, it's a treifa. The other Rishonim have a different way of learning the Havamina because they don't want us to say that the word treifa means nevela. So they have to figure it out. But either way, we'll go with Rashi Shita. Shachlav, it's a treifa, yikak zuglishnia. So if the shchita did not work on one of the birds, so okay, you just get rid of that bird. You have the other one that's still alive. You just take a pair for the second one. Varishonim with Rishbana, and the first one that you shechted improperly, it's mutter bada. So es gemara b'isak adal mechayim asur. But if it already became usher from the moment that you took it, harishona amay mutter bada. So why? How does it become mutter? It was usher, and now you passel the shchita. But still, why should it become usher? Why should it become mutter? So amalei hakamay skina. No, the case here is when she nimseis treifa b'bnei me'eha. No, here's the case where you found that it was a problem all along. So lochal lekdusha klal. Even originally, it was a ta'us lekicha. You have to have the only lekicha that users is only one where it was right to be shechted in the first place. But here it was never right, and that's why it never gained kedusha at all. I alluded to yesterday, Reb Chaim, but I found it yesterday, also in the Asman Daraisa, Reb Yosef Engel, and Klal Tezayin, where he has the suffix, and this is exactly what Reb Chaim deals with. If the Isser of Trefa is an Isser Mibachutz, Kishari Surim, Ve'enenu Chisaron B'Shchita Klal, is Trefa totally nothing to do with Shchita? The Shchita was a good Shchita. But Trefa is a separate problem. It's just like the animal's not kosher. Let's say you shechted a non-kosher animal. So you did a shechita, but it's not kosher, so you have another problem, right? Oh, Dilma, no, or maybe treifa means that the Torah says there's no heter shechita. That's another way to look at nevela is physically there was no good shechita. Maybe treifa means there is no heter shechita. And I think that's what the Reb Chaim and the Deacon of Rambam, that's what nevela, and that's where there is a connection between treifa and nevela, even though we usually say they're different. Maybe there's a connection between them, but I didn't read it, I didn't have time to read it last night, but Asim Daraisa here has a couple of columns in Klal Tezayin about the same issue. Hopefully we'll have to work on it. Eisvei, next question. Shachla shlo be'ezo v'shlo be'ez erez v'shlo b'shli yaton la'az. Let's say you do the shechita, and you didn't have yet what you're going to use to dip in the blood, to sprinkle on the mitzvah. You didn't have the hyssop, you didn't have the cedar branch. So Rabbi Yaakov Omer, hold the hooks on the mitzvah asura. It doesn't matter, still, it's muksa. It was hooks on the mitzvah, and therefore, the bird is still asur. Rabbi Shimon Omer, hold the nishkot tashloka mitzvah asamutara. So Rabbi Shimon says, since you didn't have everything else in place, it's not a good shchita, and therefore the bird is mutter. So ad kan lo pligi, and this machlokas is only if. About the general shas machlokas that we have when you do a shchita that is problematic. Let's say you do a shchita on Shabbos. Let's say you do a shchita for avodah zara. Even if it's a good physical shchita, but if it doesn't lead to a heter shchita, you might say it's not called a shchita. So that's the machlokas. But the kuliyam miyad mechaim lemitzra. But everybody seems to agree that it's not also until you do the shchita. Again, kasha on reish lakish. So tanoihi. We said, okay, you're right. That Tana must hold. The previous Tana must hold its Mutter Mechayim. But the following is who Reish Lakish would hold like. The Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, Nemer Machshu Mechaber Bifnim, Nemer Machshu Mechaber Bachutz, like we had before. Machshu Mechaber Homer Bifnim, Asa Machshu Kemechaber, just like the Machshu and Mechaber in the base of Migdash, all are Asur Bahana Mechayim, Af Machshu Mechaber Homer Bachutz, Asa Machshu Kemechaber. So really it's a Machlokas Tanoim. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is really a Machlokas Tanoim. Good. Gufa. Call Sibra Torah Tochelu, quoting what we said before, L'Rabba Sissam Shalachas, the pasuk to include all birds is to include the one that you sent out. V'zeh Shalot Tochelu Mehem L'Rabba Sissam Shchuta, and it says, these you shouldn't eat, that's to include the one that you shechted. V'yefachana, maybe it should be the opposite. Maybe the bird that sent out should be Usur, and the bird that was shechted should be Mutter. How do you know the Darshan did the way that you did? So Amar Yochanan Mishra Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, no. Lo Matzinu Balechayim Shasurim. You never find animals that become Usur. Says the Rashbun, no, you don't. What about a carbon? What about a carbon? Imagine a carbon that becomes usur. Says the Rashbun, no, because those, what the Gemara means is that you never find a carbon that becomes usur, and it doesn't have something in the future that you're going to do to it. A carbon is usur because you're going to use it for a mitzvah. That's why it's going to become usur. Right, but stam, an animal becoming usur, and if it's usur for the rest of its life, and it's not leading to any future event that you don't find. So that's why you can't say the mishulachas is usur and then it just exists. The shchuta is going to be usur because it's dead, but you never find baalei chayim that are still alive that are asurim. Ask the Gemara, you don't? Again, so the Rashba dealt with what? Oh, so, v'hari maskavar of Shmuel bar Yitzchak, v'lo, v'hari mukso nevad. What if you designated an animal for a avodah zarah? Or neva, you actually worship the carbon. The balei chayim ninhu v'asiri, those are balei chayim and they're asur. So Gemara says, okay, you're right. Ki asiri l'gavoa. They're only asur as a carbon. Lehedyo mishrashari. But a hedyot, might be able to get benefits from it. So Gemara says, really? Maskavar v'irmiya, this is another one. Hare roveya v'nirba. Be'edim. If a person, Rahman al-Islam, lives with an animal. Roveya, a man lives with a... Well, the Roveya might be talking about the animal. The animal, either way, the animal, a man or a woman lives with an animal, be'edim, with witnesses, the Baalei Chayim ninhu v'asiri, and they become usur for anything. So the Gemara answers you, okay, just modify what we said. Elam Rabbi Yochanan Mishur Me'yachai, lo matzino rov Baalei Chayim shasurin. It's not so common that a Baalei Chayim should become usur, and that's why we're not going to darshan it like that. It's better to darshan something more common, and that is that what becomes usur, the shchuta. What becomes mutter, the mishulachas. That is number one. We're going to have three Makoros now, for how do you know that the one sent out is the one that becomes mutter, and the one that shechted is the one that becomes usur. So we had number one, svara, lo matzinu. Number two, today Rabbi Shmuel Tana, in the base medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, it says, the Amar Kra, v'shilach al pnei hasada, and you send it out, it should be v'shilach al sibar achai al pnei hasada, you send the bird out to the field, k'sada. So the bird is like the field. Masada muteres, afhai nami muteres. That's the drasha. Just like the bird is mutter, so too the field, just like the field where you're sending it is mutter, so too the bird itself is mutter. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. I saw the lahachi yudasa. Is the word sada really teaching me that to compare it to the bird? Hahumi by the look at the Tanya. No, I need the word sada for the following. Sada, shalo yamo biyafo v'yizrakan alayam. When the Kohen is doing the avoda of the tziparim, he's not allowed to stand right next to the yam and let it go out onto the yam. Dafka says you have to send it basada. Begeves, he's kind of a midbar. You can't stand on the edge of the river, of the edge of the desert, and send it to the desert because right yam and midbar are not sada. Shaliyam on chutz la'ir, he's kind of betochir, and you can't send it into the city. Elah kol she'omid ba'ir, he's kind of chutz la'choma. You have to send it from the city out to the field. That's the special drasha. That's what sada teaches me. So the idach. So what? So therefore, the question is: isn't sada used up? So inki niflev krasada. No. So it should have just said sada. My hasada shamin atarti. So in the extra hay, you learn both. You learn both that has to be sent out to the sada, and that is like Sada, just like Sada is Mutter, Sada is Mishalachas is Mutter.
So it's not sent from the Beis HaMikdash.
Sadly, you cannot not send from the Beis HaMikdash, right. Sadly, you could write the Diyuk is, you have to send it Michutz Lachoma, maybe from right outside by the edge of the walls of Yerushalayim. Rava Amar, the sprinkling is in the Beis HaMikdash. Right, it's, the Mitzorah stands at the Shara Niknor, and he gets sprinkled, but that's afterwards, but this is the beforehand. So Rava Amar, Rava has a third pshat of why the Mishlach has his mutter, Lo Amar Torah Lo Shalech Letzakala. Come on, it's going to be Aser? And what if you find it? What if you find it and you eat it? The Torah doesn't want to bring takala. There's no mitzvahs that bring takala to people that will trip somebody up in terms of averus. That's why it can't be that mishulachas is one that becomes aser. This is similar to the concept that we've had many times, duracha darchei noam. The Torah doesn't want to cause problems for you with the mitzvahs. Duracha darchei noam. That's why we had, right, it can't be that a hadas has to have, is something with thorns. It can't be that, right, this. And that the Meshul Chachma can't be that women is obligated in peruvu because it's painful. It can't be, right, many cases, it can't be that the, a woman who does Yibam and then, you know, comes out later, right? Different cases, the Tosas and Yibam, Yibam is not based, that you can't say that we're gonna mess her up later after she does Yibam in certain cases. So, you put this on the list. You know, it's a different phrase. You can't say the Torah is causing problems for you. There is a question that all the Achronim deal with. And that is, what do you mean, why would it cause problems? Why wouldn't we just say, if the bird goes out into the world, Batal Barov. Batal Barov, so it wouldn't cause problems. Spital Barov, all the Achronim get into the action here. Right? So the Shara Melech says, maybe somebody will find it on its way out. Right? It'll start heading out to the world. Oh, I got it. So it won't get to the Rov. Right? It'll be a bird catcher. Right? He'll be seeing. He wants to see part, number one. Right? Or the place, interesting, I have a nephew who did a report last year on migrating birds in Israel. Birds. Eretz Yisrael has one of the most luxurious groups of birds that come through because all the birds fly through Israel going down to Africa for the winter. From Europe, how do you get to Europe? You don't fly over the Mediterranean. So from all of Europe, you go around, you go fly over Eretz Yisrael, and you go down to Africa to get to the warmer climates. So that's why all the expert bird watchers, there's like, I remember he told me that he used to go to the beach like every 3 weeks because it was a whole group, and there would be like hundreds of people there because it was supposed to be a certain group of birds that were flying over. And they would all like stand there and they turn around and watch this. Right? So the birds in Eretz Yisrael, something special and unique at different times of year. You gotta do the research. But that's why. So it's Bittel Barov! Right, the Achronim didn't even realize what they were asking. There's so many, right? Bittel Barov, right? So either somebody will find it beforehand. Another answer, what the Rav Shimon Shkap suggests and the Stipler both say that Bittel Barov is only shayach when you have a rov in one spot. We're talking about here, if you remember, there are two types of rov. There's Ruba de Isa Kaman and Ruba de Lesa Kaman. Ruba de Lesa Kaman is a statistical rov. Most women give birth in the ninth month. That's a statistical rove. It's not like the women are going to be here. But then that's Ruba de Lesa Kaman. Ruba de Isa Kaman means there are 10 butcher stores, 9 are kosher. So Isa Kaman, that's what we're talking about here. Rove birds in the world. Talking about. So Isa Kaman, so that's the song that has to be there in front of you and mixed in. So here, you wouldn't be able to say Bittel Barov because they're mefuzaros throughout the world. Right, the question in Lumdis, which is a stronger one? Which is a strong word. Shar Yosher speaks about that, and that's why you can't use it. Rabbi Chanan says maybe a Bittel Barov is only when you don't know of the item before it gets mixed in. But here, if you know the item, Nikar HaIsser, then maybe you wouldn't say. So many Akronim deal with. Either way, they all work out how it's Usser, even if you would send it out. Birius Durabanan. Birius Durabanan. Right, all the Dvarim that are not Batel, Birya, Chaticha Rulis Kabed, all those Simanim in Yoredeya, that's all Durabanan. Hopefully, we never learned Chulin yet, but it's great. Chulin is one of the most fascinating Masechtas. So many, every parak there is a different topic. Right, Kashrus and Shiluach HaKan, okay, we have time. Got a couple years before that. But we only got a month till the Babas. Okay, Seir Nazir, so the Seir Nazir, the hair of the Nazir is also Aser Bano. Mina Allah, and how do you know that Dharma Krok? Kadosh, yeah? Gadel Parasar Rosho. Right, it should be holy, so it's holy. Gadel Parasar Rosho, Gidulo, yeah, Kadosh. Right, it's Gidulo, it's Kadosh. You remember the Gematria from Kadosh, yeah? Yeah, is Gematria 30. That's the one halacha that we learn, halacha from, that Stan Nazir is a Shloshim Yom, from Yeah. One second, it says the Gemara, Yimak Kadosh, Tofesis Doma, Vyosel Chulin, Af Seir Nazir, Tofesis Doma, Vyosel Chulin. If you're saying it's Kodesh, it's like a carbon, so why don't we say that just like a carbon, if you trade in the carbon for money, then the money gets Kadosh. So too by the hair of the Nazir. But in our Mishnah, what our Mishnah says, say, if you trade in any of these, Petach Hamor, Seir Nazir, it never loses its status of Isra'ana. It does not transfer to the money. And if you use the money, it is a good marriage. So why don't you say that by Seir Nazir? The Gemara says, no, Mikarinan Kodesh. Kadosh Karinan. It doesn't say Kodesh like a carbon. It says Kadosh. Rashi says Kadosh is Mashba. It is Kadosh forever. And therefore, it can never be changed. But Petach Hamor is also awesome. What's a Petach Hamor? As we said yesterday, if you have a donkey, all non-kosher animals, if they have a firstborn, you do nothing. There's no Kedusha. But by a Hamor, by a donkey, special reason, the Sefer Chinuch discusses, because the donkeys helped us out when we left Mitzrayim, it slept all of our stuff. So therefore, it has a special status. So what do you have to do? You have to take that donkey. A donkey is a non-kosher animal. You can't shecht it. You can't shecht it for a karbon. So what do? You switch it for a sheep, and you give the sheep to the Kohen, and the Petach Hamor is yours. Fine, but what if you have the Petach Hamor in front of you? The Petach Hamor itself, before you switch it for the sheep, is Asr B'Hana. So name it Masizin to look Reb Shimon. Let's assume our Mishnah is like, not like Reb Shimon. Titania, Petach Hamor Asr B'Hana, de Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon Matir. Reb Shimon says the Petach Hamor is Mutr B'Hana. So Amr Abdachman, Amr Abravua, no, La'achar Arifa V'Devriyako. You know what we're talking about? We're talking about a case where you did not redeem it for a sheep. So what's the halacha? You got to break its neck. Right, the orif, right, to break its neck, and then after it's dead, so then everybody agrees it is asur bahana. So the Tosas Rid says, but pirish afal pisha ishi cholof dosa besev lios muteres bo. At least in the Havamina, what do you mean? If you give her Petach Hamor in the Havamina, we thought even if it was alive. So can't the woman switch it for a sheep and then use it? No, but still, right now this Petach Hamor is not usable. He didn't give her anything, the Petach Hamor itself. But now, Lamaskana, we say we're talking about to include Reb Shimon Shita only after it is dead. We mentioned the Nitziv in the past, the Nitziv by Petach Hamor at the end of Bishalach, then the Parsha's bow, a very biting idea, and that is, why do you have to break its neck? Okay, so you didn't redeem it, you have to break its neck. Okay, by Eglah Rufa, you have to break the neck because it symbolizes we're sorry, we need a kapara. What do you have to break its neck for here? It says the Nitziv, because this animal has potential for Kedusha. It could be changed as a sheep and give it to the Kohen. It has so much potential. If it's not fulfilling its potential, might as well not be here. That's the Nitziv. Laharos lanusha b'char shem abidus kochov enerotza gam lios mehena lanchi maila eno kadai bo lamo. We got to make sure to use them. Says it three times in the Torah. Three times, you can't eat it, you can't get enough from it, and you can't cook it. Maybe tomorrow we'll start off with the Nekuda Neflah. Remember a couple of years ago, I was in Shir, somebody quoted the Rambam and the Nekuda Neflah. I'm like, the Rambam and the Nekuda Neflah? Wow, is that another Sefer? No, this is Nekuda. I know the Mishnah Torah appears in Mishnah, Yismar, Nevuchim, Nekuda Neflah. The Rambam and the Nekuda Neflah. So I realized then that Nekuda Neflah, no, it's the Rambam and the Pirish Mishnah and Krisus. Nekuda Neflah. He writes, I have a Nekuda Neflah to tell you. I have an amazing Nekuda to tell you. And it's all about the relationship between the Isser Hana and the Isser Achila of Basa B'chalav. Right, so that's what maybe we'll do tomorrow. The Ram and the Kudin of Law. Okay, so Masisa Deloki Aitana. So I didn't feel so bad because some of the other people in the shir also said, what's the Kudin of Law? He's like, oh, the Kudin of Law. Okay. Krisus. Masisa Deloki Aitana. The Mishnah is not like the following Tana. The Tani, Rab Shimon Yehuda, Omer, Basim Chalav, Asim Achilu Mutabana. Shimon Yehuda holds its Mutabana. Shnemar, Ki Am Kadosh Atal Hashem Alkecha, Lo Savasha Gadi Bachalevi Mo. The Pazik says there, you're a holy nation, and next to the Shavasha Gadi, Ulahalanu Omer, Vanshe Kodesh Tiyunli. So Malahal, Asim Achilu Mutabana, just like Nevela is Mutabana, you can give it to a guy, Afkar Asim Achilu Mutabana. So, we don't pass in that way, we pass when it's even Asr Bahana.
Another Joshua for Lo Savasha.
Another drasha, right. Another drasha, but he hasn't darshan the three that we have. How do you know that a chulin animal that was shechted in the Azara is aser ba'ana min animili? So we're going to have a couple of makoras. Let's do the first one today. Amr b'yochanan mishim rabbi meyer. Amr Torah shchot sheli b'sheli v'shalcha b'shalcha. Hashem says, shecht mine in my place and yours in your place. Meaning, shecht my karbanis in my Beis HaMikdash and shecht yours chulin outside the Beis HaMikdash. Ma shelchi b'sheli b'shalcha aser. Just like mine and yours is aser. Right. That's shchut echutz. Av shalcha b'sheli aser. So do yours and mine. If you shecht chulin in the Beis HaMikdash, is going to be aser. Says the Gemara, so why don't you go all the way? Don't just say it's aser b'ana. I ma shelchi b'shalach onish kares. It's just like if you shecht a karban b'chutz. Shchut echutz has an iser kares. The Gemara, the Torah uses graphic terminology describing shchut echutz. It's a shofech damim. the Gemara calls it. The Torah calls it. So why don't you say that the Nisr Karis by Chulin Sheshchutu Bazara? So Gemara says, no, Amar Kra, Vel Pesach, Al-Moy, Lo Hevio, Lahakrif, Karban, Lashem, and Nichras. If you didn't bring it to the... If you don't bring the carbon to the base of Migdash, al carbon anush karis, al chulin shesh chutu bazara, ain anush karis. Right? So that's the, that's the only karis by, shchutei chutz. Ah, ikal mifach mal lishali bishal chash, ain anush karis. So why don't you say, so that's the difference between them. So you can't compare the two. So that's why the Gemara is going to have to come up with a second drasha. The Tosfos Arash here says, we'll stop here. The Tosfos Arash here says, how could the Gemara you learn from, just like yours, so to here, is it, don't you say ain onshin min hadin? So what's the havamina by karis? The Tosfos Arash is assuming that Ein Onshin Min HaDin doesn't only apply by Kal V'Chomers, but also applies by Mamatzinus. So that's a discussion in the Rishonim. But the Tosfos Arash seems to say, Ein Onshin Min HaDin, he answers, Ein Onshin Min HaDin is only my Bisas Bidei Adam. My Bisas Bidei Shemayim, you can apply Onshin Min HaDin. Why should that be? So maybe we'll start that tomorrow, what the Svaras are for Ein Onshin Min HaDin, and why that would be the case. Okay, we'll stop here, and Mother Shem, we will continue. 47.